こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。先週お伝えした通り、新しいアップデート全員に公開されていて、宿題、単語帳などなどいろいろ改善されているので、ぜひやってみてください。1個目、世界中に数百種存在するハリガネムシが世界中に数百種存在するハリガネムシはスパゲティのように細長い寄生虫で、まるでマインドコントロールのように宿主の行動を操ることで知られています。今回 Current Biology に掲載されたフィールド自然史博物館とハーバード大学、コペンハーゲン大学の共同研究で、それぞれ淡水と海水に住む2種のハリガネムシのゲノム解析を行ったところ、どちらの種においても全ての動物が持っていると考えられていた遺伝子群のうち 30% が欠損していることが分かりました。欠けていたのは繊毛を作るための指令を出す遺伝子で、例えば人間の場合、ほぼ全ての細胞に存在しており、基本的に全ての動物に存在していますが、ハリガネムシは繊毛を一切持っていないことが明らかになりました。
Hairworms, hundreds of species of which exist around the world, are a species of parasitic worm known for their spaghetti-like appearance and ability to manipulate their host's behavior. In a joint study published in Current Biology,Researchers at the Field Museum, Harvard University, and the University of Copenhagen analyzed the genomes of two species living in freshwater and saltwater. Surprisingly, they found that both species were missing 30% of the genes, which were believed to be present in all living organisms. The missing genes are related to forming cilia, which are present in nearly all human cells and are considered a ubiquitous structure among animals.Hairworms, however, were found to have no cilia at all.
そう、あの精子の尻尾とかも繊毛らしいんだけど、そう、これはまあその遺伝子みんなが持ってるだろうと思ってたやつがないのもそうだし、そもそもあれなんだよね、排泄とか呼吸循環の機能がなくて、もう宿主に頼りまくるじゃないけどさ、っていう生き物なんだよね。
So it just it looks like a piece of spaghetti. But it's smaller, right? 細
長い。 でも細長い、なんていうの、紐というかみたいな感じかな。 卵が水中で浮かして、それをカゲロウとかが食べて、でそれがさらにコオロギとかに、こう陸に住む大きな捕食者に食べられるわけだよね。で そういう感じでコオロギの体内に入ると脳を侵略して、死なない程度に残しながら体内を中から食べていく。で成長しきったら神経系をこういじって、よくドキュメンタリーとかでも出てくるけど、コオロギが水に近づくようにこうひょこひょこ動いていって水に落ちる。でそのコオロギが水に落ちたところで、この虫がお尻から、コオロギのお尻から出てきて、ピヨピヨピヨって交配相手を探してまた卵を作るみたいな、まあ、そういうループらしいんだけど。
So it changes the behavior so that it is attracted to water?
そう、attracted なのか分かんないけど、その、
well,
いや、水に近づいていく。
So it's kind of like the cordyceps unilateris fungi that infects ants and controls them, somehow gets them to climb to the highest point that's in their vicinity.Before exploding out of their heads and dispersing into the wind. So it's kind of a similar control strategy, right? Like there's a certain environmental context which the parasite wants the host to enter, so that the host or so that the parasite can reproduce more effectively.
そう、そのアリを操るのは菌類だったと思うんだけど、それとかあとはトキソプラズマとかもそうだよね。その
ネズミ、
うん、ネズミに感染して、そのネズミが猫が怖くなくなっちゃうから、こうへーって猫の前に出て行って、猫が食べてそれに感染するって。
But it, そういう、 it also has that effect on human beings, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.だそういうこう同じような行動を取る生き物っていうのはこのハリガネムシ以外にもいるんだけど、じゃあこの繊毛がないっていうことがそういう寄生行動に関係しているのかどうかみたいな。ただそのこういう遺伝子が欠損してない寄生虫とか寄生生物っていうのは他にもたくさんいるから、寄生的なライフスタイルのためにこの繊毛がなくなってるとか、そういうふうに断言はできないんだけど、でこれからそのいろんな寄生虫とか寄生生物を比較していくことで、まあ、なんでこういうふうになってるかっていうのが分かったり、似てる点を探すことはできるかもしれませんねみたいなふうに書いてあった。
Do we know how this mind control part is working exactly? Like, if you only looked at the genomesof this parasite and the host, could you tell that this one was going to control the mind of the other one, you know?
どうなんだろうね。
Like, that's the level of understanding we want to be able to have, I think, in genetics.
その内部、なんていうの、その宿主に依存しているので使ってない構造がだんだん失われていくみたいなのはあるっぽいみたいな。ただそれも仮説って書いてあったからもう決まってるわけじゃないっぽいけど、だこういう排泄呼吸循環機能がないとかも、まあ、自分が使ってないからいらない、だんだんなくなっていく。でも今回のが専門もそういうことなのか何なのかよく分かんないんだけど、今回その淡水にいるやつと海にいるやつを見てるわけだよね、同時に。でそれは当然種としては結構離れてるわけじゃん、結構昔に分岐したはずなんだけど、その両方とも同じ遺伝子を失ってるから、まあ、結構昔からないってことだよね、おそらく。だから、
It seems like there are probably some other examples of this that we aren't aware of.
ね。なんかこれもやっぱそのあるだろうと思ってたものの 30% がないって結構ないじゃん。だから、その何か間違えてんじゃないかって思ったらしいんだよね、チームの人は。まさかそんなわけあるかみたいな。でじゃあ例えばこの個体だけなのかなとか、とかいろいろ調べていったら、あ、そういうわけじゃなくてみんなそうだし、この2つの種どっちも本当にないわみたいな。
Isn't it kind of ironic that they're called hairworms and they're the only organisms that don't have the little hairs?
ね。しかも hair っぽくはないよね。スパゲッティって感じじゃない。
Well, it's just a thickness difference, right?
うん、針金っぽくもないし、なんかその名前をどういう経緯でつけたのかわかんないけど。
The scientific name is Gordioidean. It's hard to say. There's one more I in there than I thought. Gordioidean. I-O-I-D-E-A-N. That's weird.
Ioi.
Yeah. Maybe I misspelled this. Is that right?
Meguro にさ、寄生虫博物館ってあるんだよね。結構有名だと思うんだけど、私大学の時にサナダムシのパブリックスピーキングの授業でサナダムシの話をして、 How to lose weight with tapeworms みたいな。 And it's not recommended, like you should never do it, I've never done it, but it was kind of like a joke thing,
right?
And 最近の若い子とかは多分聞いたことないと思う。私でもギリギリだと思うんだけど、その昔あったらしいんだよね、そのサナダムシを自ら飲んで体重を落とすみたいな。
うん、
寄生虫が栄養を持っていくから食べても食べても太らないみたいなさ、どこまで本当なのか分かんないし危ないから絶対やっちゃダメなんだけど、ただその人間がそのサナダムシが、まあ、自分で飲んだ場合は別としてお尻からやっぱり出てくるから気づくんだよね、
うん、
で、あ、なんか自分のお尻から変な白いものが出てるみたいな、
うん、
でこう節でこう区切られてんだよねサナダムシって。でそれがブチブチ切れてこうお尻から出てくるから、お尻からピョロって出ててもそれを引っ張っちゃダメですみたいな、引っ張るとちぎれちゃって全然虫にはダメージじゃないから、頭をやっぱ出さないと終わらないらしくて、体が出ても別に虫自体は生きてられるからっていうのは調べた時に書いてあって今でも覚えてるけど。
Well, yeah, that's not something I would do on purpose. People have speculated that some of the competitive eaters are deliberately infecting themselves with like a that kind of parasite. I don't know if that's true.
For what? 何のために?
Well, that they won't gain weight from all the food they're eating. Or speculated that someone has that parasite unknowingly, and that's why they just like pass their food or whatever without digesting it properly. I don't know.
あのアリをさ感染させる、アリに寄生するこの菌類の話、うちの番組でも散々出してるけどさ、なんか Last of Us っていうゲームがあって、それですごい、それの中に出てくるのかな、これがよくわかんないけど、それで有名になったらしい、一般的に。
What's how is it used in the plot? Do you know?
全然わかんない。なんかゾンビ系の話だったと思うんだけど。なんでそれが出てくるのかわかんないけど、でもあれが人間で起きたら超怖いから、あれがないだけでもめちゃくちゃありがたいなっていう気持ちにならない？あのドキュメンタリーとか見てるとさ、その行動を操られるってめちゃくちゃ怖いじゃん。で自分にとってすごい不利なことをさせられて、で最終的にああやってパカって頭が開いてさ、
もう最悪じゃん。Well, that's already...That's already a thing that happens with people. And, you know, it's called language. But, you know, just like DNA is information, language is also information. And language is information that inhabits your mind and changes your behavior. You know, so whether that information has manifested itself as a physical, you know, parasite,genetically, or whether it has formed itself as a meme. Richard Dawkins wrote a book about, he's a famous evolutionary biologist, but about this concept of memes, and that how language is information transfer, and now it's primarily about affecting behavior.
Yeah, but it doesn't literally eat us alive, right? Like, just the idea of it eating your guts and things while you're, like, 普通に living, it's written.
Right, and but you, know but that, you could, you know, go to war or, you know, join a cult, or there's, there are other things. I mean, it's not, you know, going to eat, it's not going to make your head physically explode.
Empty.
Yeah. But, like that.
You know this one that everybody likes on social media? The one that lives inside snails.
Everyone likes on social... Are you on threads? Are you on threads?
みんな見たことあるでしょ、あれは。いや、昔からソーシャルメディアで定期的にさ、Twitter とかで定期的にこうみんながシェアしてる。絶対見たことあるよ。
What is this?
なんか、カタツムリのその目の部分に入り込んでて、なんかこうパンプしてんのね、なんか動いてるのずっとパンプ。
Is that the really colorful
one? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it looks evil. It looks gross.
Evil.
一回見たら忘れられない。Yeah.
Evil.
いや、今これ聞いてる人の中でも、ああ、あれわかるわかるみたいな。
I think I do remember that. But I remember it being quite colorful and not necessarily evil. I guess if you think about what's happening, it kind of feels very sinister.
Like, わかんなかったら、あ、こういう種類のカタツムリもいるのかなとか思っちゃいそうな、こう、感じなんだけど、でもすっごい気持ち悪いんだよね。ああいうのとかが人間になくてよかったなみたいな、その目の部分とかはさ、おかしな色になっちゃってさ、もう誰にも止められない、あいつやられてるみたいな、
right.
そういうのはないじゃん。まあ、トキソプラズマとかもそういう、ね、まあ、行動が変わっちゃうっていうのはあるけど、
Rabies is like that, right?
いや、
ね、And rabies can cause like very aggressive、erratic behavior in animals、yeah. and in human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gross, but then also fascinating. I think that's why it goes viral.
When's the last time?
Every other month or something.
When's the last time you went to that Kiseichu Hakubutsukan?
Yeah, 私ね、その目黒のやつ行ったことないのよ。ずっと行きたいなと思って、うん。
I've been there like,
I
think I've been like 2 or 3 times probably.
あ、そうなんだ。
There's a lot there. There's a lot there. There's a lot of information there. So like,
有名だもんね、すごい。
It's not that big. It's like, is it 2 floors, I think? And the floors are not that big, but there's a lot of stuff there and a lot of very detailed, like scientific descriptions of what these monsters do. I mean, parasites are such a strange category of animals, you know.
これ言うとすごい、なんだろう、怒られそうってかあれなんだけど、なんかずっとさ、私やっぱ猫ってそういうなんというかほぼ寄生してるみたいなさ感じがして、猫私大好きだけど、なんていうかここまで人間にさの生活に入り込むというか、でこうただ可愛いとかいい匂いっていうだけでここまで人間と共存するってやっぱすごいじゃん。種としてめちゃくちゃ成功してるじゃん。
Well, that's more symbiotic, right? It's sort of a mutual relationship. I mean,
but
you could just take the cat and throw it outside if you want.
Like
you're deciding.
Compared to dogs, it feels like a lot of cat owners are puzzled, like as to why we love cats so much. Like dog people are like, you know, yeah, of course we love dogs because of this and this and this and this, you know. Like, 猫の方がもうちょっとさ謎みがあるっていうか、いや確かに可愛いんだけど、そのなんでこうなってんだろうみたいな。可愛いっていうだけでさ、やっぱ他の動物の巣の中に入り込んでずっと一緒に暮らして、他の動物の餌をさもらってお世話してもらってって相当じゃん。その種として他にそういうのはあるんかみたいな。で犬は確かにその強制感がすごく強いというか、例えばじゃあ襲われそうになったら、まあ、全部の犬じゃないけど飼い主を助けるとかさ、まあ、狩りを手伝うとかいろいろあるわけじゃん。だからその人間にとって分かりやすいメリットがあったから一緒に暮らしてるんだと思うけどさ、まあ、猫も最初はこうネズミを取るとかはあったんだろうけど、今は別にそういう意味で飼ってる人の方が少ないと思うしさ。
But dogs are also very good at being affectionate in a way that creates a bond that seems impossible for someone that hasn't owned a dog before. And like, I didn't realize this for a while after getting a dog, but like the dog is really like on a family level. Like it's, and the dog remembers the relationship and like what you've done for each other and everything on like a personal basis. And it's like, it's weird. I mean, there is something that feels very authentic about that, But from an outsider perspective, it's this evolutionary, very strategic. I don't know. Like the depth of how in your head your dog can be is like crazy, you know?
Mm. だからそのスピーシーズのストラテジーっていうふうに考えるとそれって結構なんていうの、まあ、パラサイとかは言い過ぎなんだけどどう考えてもでもそれに近いというかさ Yeah,
it's symbiotic. I wouldn't say either of these are very parasitic, you know?
I see like ants swarming baby aburamushi. And I read that it's because they have some sweet juice type thing or whatever and ants are collecting it, right? Hmm. But what if it was... And we know that that is the reason now, but what if, you know, ants are just swarming them because those babies are cute? Then it'll be really hard for us to understand, like, what? But that's exactly what we're doing, right?
Right. Just like, well, we're social, so... But I think there should be more research into the behavior modification of social animals like mice when they contract common illnesses like rhinovirus or COVID. I actually think that these common illnesses are probably doing some level of behavioral modification in humans. You know, when you catch a cold, your behavior is probably slightly different. And it's difficult to isolate without a, you know, what that effect might be without a huge population in humans. But with like social animals such as rats, you know, if a rat catches a cold, you know, does it distance itself from other rodents because it has adapted to that infection, or is the infection the virus affecting the rodent's behavior, you know, causing it to feel lonely and try to get closer to other animals to, you know, increase the spread of the disease, right? So, like, there are many behavior modifications in a social context which would accelerate the spread of the cold or of COVID or the flu or whatever, you know? Because I often feel weird when I'm sick. I'm like, this isn't exactly me, you know?
いやまあそれをどっちなのかっていうのが分かんないもんね研究したとしても多分
It could evolve in either direction you know because we could have evolved you know it's so hard to know which is controlling which right it's sort of like who's programming who or who's you know getting who to do what
分かんないよ多分、次Journal of Experimental Psychology General に掲載されたシカゴ大学の研究で宗教の指導者にロボットや AI を使った場合信頼性が損なわれその結果寄付金やお賽銭の額が減っている可能性があることが分かりましたチームは2019年におよそ1億円をかけてアンドロイド菩薩観音名付けてマインダーを導入した京都府の高台寺というお寺に着目しマインダーもしくは人間の僧侶の法話を聞いた参拝者398人を対象に調査を行ったほかシンガポールのお寺でペッパーを使った実験やアメリカでキリスト教の説教を AI で作り信者に読ませるなど全部で3つの実験を行い指導者が人間の場合とロボットや AI の場合とでお布施の額や信頼度を比較しました
In a study published in the Journal of Experimental Psychology, researchers at the University of Chicago suggest that the use of robots or AI as religious leaders may lead to distrust and subsequently a reduction in offerings. The researchers analyzed three use cases of AI in Android religious services, including a survey of 398 visitors, some of whom listened to a sermon by an Android called Minder, which was introduced at the Kyoto Temple Kodaiji in 2019.They also looked into a pepper installed at a temple in Singapore and AI-generated Christian sermons in the U.S. in order to compare the offerings received and the trust levels elicited in visitors.
So, 組織化されてる宗教において寄付金ってめちゃくちゃ大事だから、これ実はすごい重要なポイントだなと思ったけど、
うん、
この高大寺のアンドロイド菩薩観音、私は見たことあったんだけど、なんかイメージは写真を、うん、
What does it look like?
あんまり詳しくは知らなかった。あの、なんて言うんだろう、体は普通にロボットっぽいっていうか、結構その中身が見えてる感じで、顔だけこう白い人間の顔がついてるって感じ。
Wait, the body is like Terminator? Like you can see like
kind of,
actuators
yeah, yeah.
and pneumatics、
うん、
and stuff?
ちょっと見えてる、うん、で
On purpose?
このわかんない、
mm-hmm.
でこの
Just put a shirt on it.
わざとじゃないかな、うん、多分わざとだと思うよ。だって服とか着せれば見えないからね、mm-hmm. ただあえてそうしてんじゃない。で後ろになんかなんていうの、スクリーンがあって、なんか言葉が書いてあるみたいな。で喋、like, るんだけど、
like what 言葉。
I think it's a translation of what it's saying in English and Chinese とか。
Okay.
で、
so just subtitles.
Yeah. で高大寺のお坊さんはその仏様の絵が、あの、まあ、昔は絵だったわけだよね最初は。それが仏像になって、そこから進化してないから、じゃあそこから次っていうこと、仏像の先っていうことでこのアンドロイド菩薩観音を作ったみたいな、
mm-hmm.
だからもう絵の延長っていう捉え方っていう感じのことを言ってたんだけど、うん、で本当にだからその、mm-hmm.だからお坊さんの代わりじゃなくて、その仏様の代わりだから、そこに置いてあって、お坊さんたちがそのアンドロイドに向かってお経とかを唱えるわけ。だからかなりシュールというか、
mm. So お坊さん is next.
そうだねそうそう、先にこっちを。
Well, unless you read this paper, then
yeah,
maybe they wouldn't.
でだから信頼性が人間の時よりも低くて、お布施の額も少なくなってるっていう。このシンガポールのペッパーのやつも、239人に半分は人間の僧侶の説教を聞いて、残りの半分はペッパーの説教を聞いて、まあ、内容は同じ、
うん、
でそうすると信頼性が低く見られて寄付金も少なくなってるみたいな。ただ信頼性っていう意味だと結構拮抗してるというか、あの人間の方が信用できるって答えてるんだけど、1から5までの評価で平均がロボットだと 3.12、 人間だと 3.51 だから、
うん、
まあ差はあるんだけど、その例えば1と5みたいな差ではないんだよね。だから、
right.
ロボットにでもできる可能性はあるって思ってるけど、なんとなく納得してないっていう人が多いみたいな。
Is it sort of like the robot can participate, but the robot can't actually like lead, right?
Mm.
It's not. I think if you had the robot, like you just went ahead and made the robot God, right?
そう、だからこのシンガポールとアメリカの実験は、神父様とか僧侶の代わりをペッパーなり AI がやってるわけだけど、この高大寺はちょっと特殊だよね。だからお坊さんの代わりじゃなくても仏様の代わりをロボットにさせてるから、それは結構またその先に行っちゃってる感じがするけど、
うん、What's the limit case for this, you think?
いやどうだろうね。まあその本当にその AI とかロボットっていうのがその本人が何か信念を持ってるわけではないっていうのをみんな分かっちゃって見てるから。しかもさ、このシンガポールでどれぐらいペッパーの認知度があるのかとかにもよるっていうか、日本だとみんなペッパー知ってるじゃん。だからそのお寺とかに行ってペッパー出てきたら結構なんかおおってなるっていうか、こうペッパーかよみたいなさ、その知らないロボットだったらまだ、そうそうそう、知らないロボットだったらまだね、こうああなんか宗教のために特別なロボットなのかなとか なんとなく思えるかもしれないけど、ペッパーかよみたいな、ちょっとそういうのもあるだろうから。
What was that train conductor's name? The where in is it in Thomas? You were
oh Sir Topham Hatt.
Yeah, yeah, the real deal. Like it's if yeah. Sir Topham Hatt was there.
Yeah,
you know, like
how, real what you, Sir Topham Hatt.
What
was
are you
there.
Doing here? So what would you yeah. rate it? Well, like what's your trust level and what's and how does it affect your offerings?
Trust level っていうか確かにそのお賽銭とか寄付は変わってきそうだよね。そこにそのお坊さんとか神父様がいて、あ、この人がこういう信念を持ってこうやって人を助けたりとかして頑張ってるんだ、じゃあサポートしようっていう、結構もう人対人のね、関係性みたいなの成り立ってるから、それがロボットとかだったらさ、そのあこの人頑張ってるとかそういうのはないじゃん、
うん、
だからなんでこのロボットを運用するための資金を提供するみたいな、なんていうかもうちょっと機械的な気持ちになりそうじゃない、実際どうかは別として。
うん、You know, I saw a tweet or an X post, what do you call it? Like earlier today.
Tweet.
Tweet. Ranking all these countries by their religiosity, like percentage of population that believes in a higher power or sort of divine entity, right? And I think Indonesia was at the top at like 95% or something. And it's a ranking of like 50 different countries or something. And down at the very bottom, the very, very bottom of this list was Japan at 3%, like 3 or 4%. And
ああ、だからその組織的な宗教に入ってるかみたいな聞き方ってこと?
I guess, but in my real life experience and looking around, the idea that Japan is this super secular atheist country where like literally no one is religious or believes in the divine is such a misconception about this country. Like people, probably most people, when they walk through a shrine, you know, they won't step on the part you're not supposed to step on. They'll bow as like, there's a level of, you know, behavior modification there that is in excess of, like, most of these countries that are called, like, super religious. Like, the United States is at, like, 65% or something. But, like, those people, like, they don't even go to church or do anything. You know?
それ昔からあるなんか日本勘違いあるあるみたいな、その特に西洋の人から見て、あ、教会に毎週行ってないからとか洗礼受けてないから日本は無神論者が多いみたいな勘違いが多いじゃん、それ私昔あの英会話の講師のバイトやった時になんかトレーニングがあるんだよね、で最初にその生徒に話さないトピック、話すことを避けるべきトピックとして、まあ、性的な話、政治、宗教とかあるわけじゃん、でそこでトレーニングしてる人が、あ、日本はあのエイティエスがみんなエイティエスだからみたいなこと言ったのね、で私はその時いやそんなことないけどと思ったけど、まあ、別にどうでもいいやこの人がどう思ってるかは、だけどそこにいたオーストラリア人の女性がすごい怒り出してなんかそんなことはないみたいな、日本は全然エイティエスの国じゃないよみたいなすごい、すごい怒ってくれてて、ああみたいな、ありがとうって思ったけど、でもそう勘違いされてる。日本は結構やっぱ験担ぎとかもあるし、でそういうお寺とか神社とか、まあ、お墓もそうだし、
They don't even build a house without having a monk on site and doing like a whole ritual. Like,
そうね。
Like it's
groundbreaking ceremony.
I see the statistic. I've seen the statistic many times throughout. I don't know, the last 10, 15 years probably. And this time as well, I see all these people like, you know, this is why Japan is like so advanced. It's because they're atheists, and it's just, I don't know. It's weird.
一個む難しいのはそういう地鎮祭とかね、今マイケルが言ったような。そういうのも、あの実は宗教だし、みんなこういうスピリチュアルな気持ちを持ってやってるんだけど、日本人にじゃあそれは宗教ですかっていうと、いやな、宗教っていうかむしろ文化じゃないみたいに思ってる人も多いから、そのなんか宗教っていうものへのイメージというか、宗教っていう言葉の定義がやっぱね、そういうやっぱ教会に行くとかそういうふうに思ってる日本人も結構いるからさ、だそれが難しいっていうか、日本の人に聞いて帰ってきた答えだけで捉えると、もしかしたらね、本当にああ日本人は全然宗教を信じてない無神論者ばっかりなんだなって思うかもしれないけど、実際どうかって見ると全然そうじゃないよね。
I think those, I don't trust any of the other statistics for the other countries now, you know, because it's just like, there's such great opportunity for a semantic disconnect because of how they ask the question.
めっちゃあるよ。この間もなんかツイッターですごいバイラルになってた、なんか世界の人気名前ランキングみたいな。と、それと併設というかして、それぞれの国で一番人気の名前みたいなの書いてあったんだけど、そこでなんか日本に挙げられてた名前がもう聞いたこともない誰それみたいな忘れちゃった。なんか日本の名前じゃないの、どう考えても。私聞いたこともどこの国でも聞いたことない。いや、 what's that? I can't remember.
You've infected my brain with this curiosity.
You gotta do some research on that. But so, でもすごいやっぱツイッターではさ、まあみんなわかんないから当然リツイートとかライクとかめっちゃされてて、あ、日本はこの名前が一番多いと思われちゃってるみたいな。そう、なんかもう何すごいボッシェが多いから、まあ確かに他の国のことだったのね。私もわかんないから、あ、そうなんだって思ってることもいっぱいあるんだろうけどさ。
I really want to know what that was. According to a new paper published by researchers at Stanford University and UC Berkeley, titled "How is ChatGPT's behavior changing over time?" ChatGPT may be getting worse in some areas. The researchers assessed GPT 3.5 and GPT 4 on math, its ability to answer sensitive questions, code generation, and visual reasoning. Their findings indicated that the performance of these models can fluctuate dramatically, even over a short period of time. For example, when identifying prime numbers, GPT-4's accuracy fell from 97.6% in March to just 2.4% in June. Furthermore, both models displayed less willingness to answer sensitive questions and generated more code formatting errors across the same period.
スタンフォード大学とカリフォルニア大学バークレー校の研究チームがチャット GPT の行動が時間とともにどう変化しているかという論文を発表し、チャット GPT が分野によっては悪化していることを指摘しました。チームは GPT3.5 と GPT4 が敏感で難しい質問に回答できるかどうかのほか、数学、コード生成、視覚的推論の能力を調査しました。すると性能が短期間でも劇的に変動しており、例えば素数を答える場合 GPT-4 の精度は3月には 97.6% という高水準でしたが、6月にはわずか 2.4% にまで低下していました。さらに同じ期間中 GPT-3.5 と4の両方において敏感で難しい質問に対する回答意欲が低下していたほか、コードフォーマットにより多くのエラーが発生していました。
Yep.
この less willing to answer っていうのは、そのそれは答えるのが難しい質問でみたいな、その cop out みたいなやつを返してくるってこと？
Yes, or it'll in some cases it'll just shut down, stop responding. Certain topics it has become more careful or more reluctant to answer at all. So,
なるほど。And
so I didn't experience this so much personally, and it seems to have been an issue more for GPT-4 than 3.5. 3.5 is what the free ChatGPT is running on. There were a lot of articles about this. The story was quite popular. But when I was looking at the paper itself, I was less convinced of this premise that it's getting worse. That being said, many users were complaining prior to this research being published on message boards and whatnot, including in ChatGPT's own community and on Reddit and elsewhere. A part of the issue, I think, is that when they update these models, there's no warning and you actually don't know. They don't tell you. And so a lot of people have been trained to use ChatGPT sort of as a prompt engineer. And when the model changes, these carefully crafted prompts may not work as you expect, and so the results suffer, right? Now, on specific tasks which they tested in this study, there was a decrease in performance, but by most metrics, the performance has increased. And actually, for code generation, they were penalizing GPT-4 for adding this like Python markdown around the code. But if you just strip that and validate the code, it's better than it used to be. So I'm not really sure what's... Hold on, it's like super dark in here. I'm not really sure if overall it's gotten worse. It seems to not be the case, as might be suggested by the paper, or at least most media that talk about the paper. And I was pretty, I think, harsh about speaking about ChatGPT's hallucinations and sort of schizophrenic mind last week, but being unreliable doesn't prevent it from being extremely useful. I don't know. What's your experience? Did you see these stories?
No, actually.
Oh, really?
I mean, I saw people talking about, you know, this type of, not about this paper, but people like complaining, and some people were talking about how, you know, AI is learning some stuff that AI wrote, and that's affecting it, or something like that.
You mean AI training on AI generated information?
Materials.
Oh, yeah. Who was talking about that?
I don't know. I just read it somewhere on Twitter.
We talked about that last week, didn't we?
Maybe. I don't remember. But, so you know, I thought that. 私は個人はあんまりそういうなんていうの行動を生成させるとか素数を言わせるとかそういう使い方してないから別に困ってはいないというか。There's
some speculation that the what do you call it? RLHF, our reinforcement learning with human feedback, is, you know, as they're fighting for better alignment, which seems to be the case since it was less willing to answer certain questions, the changes related to that human feedback may have negative consequences for the performance in the short term. You know, so, I mean, obviously trying to prevent and control you know, prevent the AI from saying certain things and creating more rules for it is not going to increase performance, right? It's more likely to have bad side effects on performance. But yeah, this was a phenomenon that happened with Tesla's full self-driving AI, where people would perceive it getting worse when they would try to integrate some hard-coded behaviors into the full stack. And but the hard-coded stuff is sort of a shortcut to get a result. Ultimately, you want it all integrated into a single stack. So, but doing that and removing some of the hard coding would give you a worse performance in the short, medium term, right? Mm. So the path is like not a straight line for these algorithms. But sort of the erratic, the way in which the results change without notice can be disoriented for users who have trained themselves to prompt it in a certain way, right?
あの、Google ドライブにさ、AI が追加されたんだけど。
Really?
Does yours have it?
It better. I'm paying for the whatever work face, workplace
thing. Like, I'm not paying for it, but then it gave me this, なんかデモみたいな、参加しますかみたいな。And I was like, sure, why not? And now, if I make a Google document, 最初のところになんかキラキラのアイコンが出てきて、help me write みたいなの書いてあるんだよね。So I tried using it for translation and it didn't work. So I didn't use it, but...
So what does it do?
なんか多分 write a poem とか、なんかその例が出てくるのね。こういうふうに。言ってくださいみたいな。それはなんか、I can pull it up right now, but write a poem.
What I would actually like is
drafting email.
If I can click a word and have the AI suggest an alternate word, and I can sort of write a text description of what sort of other word I might want to use. Because, you know, I could go to, like, thesaurus.com or something. You know, sometimes you want a more specific term for something. Because it's more meaningful if you can use more specific language.
Yeah.
Or just if I have some sentence that's, like, not working, I want to be able to highlight that and just right-click, you know, rephrase this for me. And it would, like, suggest a rephrasing. I don't want AI to write... for me, you know, I want it to like suggest different words, suggest different phrasing.
Oh, I want AI to write for me.
Well, then AI is just writing.
Yeah, that's great, you know. No. It saves a lot of my time.
It's not great. What do you think? Go ahead.
I used it the other day. For the first time, I used it to communicate in a better way with my son.
It's happening.
Because they can be super neutral,
ChatGPT is raising
right?
your child now. Just hand over the reins.
So I was working on my computer, and I had ChatGPT open, and my mother-in-law was visiting, and she was staying here for a while, and I heard someone ring the doorbell, right, at the gate. And so I opened it with a button and I went back to work. で、そこでなんかうちの息子が、あ、誰か来たよみたいな、うちに配達来たみたいな感じで、うちにピンポンする前にうちのドアを開けちゃったのね、玄関の。で、そしたら本当はそれはうち宛てじゃなかったんだけど、その宅配の人が、まあ、こっちイギリス結構適当だから、うちがドアを開けたために、あ、ここんちのやつなんだなと思って、はい、こちらお届け物ですって言って置いていっちゃったので、それが結構でかい、なんか重い家具みたいなものだったのね、まあ、運べなくはないぐらいの大きさであったんだけど、結構二人がかりじゃないと持てないような。で、なんか名前見たら全然違う、まあ、同じゲートの中だけど違う家だったわけよ。で、私はその音がずっと聞こえててさ、あ、これなんだろうねみたいな、 あ、絶対うちのじゃないじゃんみたいな。で、私こう2階で仕事してて、あ、もうなんで開けるんだろうみたいな、こうピンポン来てないのに、でもこの重いやつ後で運ばなきゃもうめんどくさいなとか、いろいろこうストレスじゃん。で、その時に何も考えなかったら、もう、うん、あ、もうなんで開けたのみたいな、これ開けたからあの人置いてっちゃったんだよみたいな、結構ジャッジメンタルな言い方をしちゃうじゃん。
Mm.
Like, can you not do that? みたいな。Can you just wait until they ring the doorbell just to make sure that it's ours? みたいな感じで言っちゃうから、それを言いたいんだけど、どういう感じにジャッジメンタルにならないためにどうやって言えばいいかって。そのままチャット GPT に聞いたら、すごいいい感じの、なんか、you know, まずはその、ね、助けようとしたわけだから、彼はそれを acknowledge しましょうみたいな。Like, you know, I saw that you opened the door for the delivery man.And, you know, thank you very much for the help. You know, you tried to help and I appreciate it, but、let's make sure next time that they ring the doorbell first just to, you know, make sure that it's for us, みたいな。
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, あ、そうそうそう、こういうふうに言いたいんだ、私は、みたいな。正解、みたいな。So.
Mm. It's kind of a good soundboard, I guess.、
そうそう。
You can...
なんか、あの、確かにそういうパレンティングの本とかいっぱいあって、それをレファレンスに使うこともできるんだけど、mm-hmm. まあ、そのチャット GPT だったら今このスペシフィックな状況においてどうやって言えばいいかそのままパッと出してくるわけじゃん、
right.
だからちょっと本当ブラックミラー感がすごいけど、あ、でも助かるなみたいな。やっぱニュートラルな言い方をしたいじゃん、やっぱ本当は、
mm-hmm.
でもこうイライラしてるときはなかなかそれがね、冷静な時は全然思いつくんだけど、イライラしてる時はどうしてもこう責める感じの言い方になっちゃうからさ、
うん、
そういう時にこう一旦こう落ち着いて、あ、そうだね、こうやって言えばいいんだみたいな。
Right. It does take a certain level of mindfulness to, I guess, seek that in the first place,、
うん、
you know,、
うん、
to like hold on、
ね、
let meYou know,
check.
get some bearings here. You know, whether you're referencing a book or an AI. I mean, I guess the AI is like pretty fast and direct.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't have to agree with what it says.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
At least not yet. But, yeah. Do you think it'll keep getting better, or do you think it's leveling off? Because there are.
So.
There are some people that think that it may be leveling off the capability. Now,、mm. the engineers at OpenAI and most prominent researchers say that more data is more capability and it will get exponentially better. But I do wonder, you know...If at a certain point the data that's available is redundant, you know,、
mm.
like there's a lot more data, but there's not as much novelty in the rest of the data. Like there's not enough novelty in that complexity there to yield the same returns.As sort of the first, you know, the chunk of data that's been fed into it up until this point. But like, what do you think?
I have no idea. I mean, like, I don't know if it's related, but I'm just gonna.To think out loud, but like I've been like getting a lot of information about gentle parenting, right? I'm like constantly seeking it, so Instagram will push that all the time, and there are a lot of people like me out there in the world. They're constantly creating contents about gentle parenting. There are people that are constantly looking for that information. Then I got likeThe more information, the better 的な気持ちになるわけじゃん。そうなってくると。You know?、
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need to know more. But then, なんか結構それがティッピングポイントに来てるというか、みんながちょっとそれに 疲れてきちゃったというか、なんかいつも結局一緒なんだけど、そこでやっぱ knowledge よりももうちょっと intuitive なところ、その子供とのコネクションっていう意味で、the more knowledge the better っていうことでもないよねみたいなメッセージがちょっと増えてきていて、
うん、
I don't know if this is related to what you were saying.
Well, there's something known as like the Pareto principle, where like 20% of the input is gonna yield 80% of the output. And so, in particular with humans, we have limited compute. We have limited energy, you know?
Yeah.
And so there's a certain point at which the cost becomes quite high to, like, keep going, or, you know?
Right,
like,
right, right.
And I don't know if that's the case with something like an AI, where you can just buy more chips. Like, you can just keep scaling the computer, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was totally on the side of these researchers and OpenAI themselves that the capability will keep growing. But then I just really started to think about, like, what is the data set here? And when you think of it in terms of novelty, which is not the most scientific, you know, well-defined concept, but essentially, how much incremental meaning there is in the additional data, I think there is something like this Pareto law that comes into play.
Right.
So, like, examples where this would not be the case is where you have sort of defined universal laws and parameters where the AI is playing Go or the AI is playing StarCraft, right? And they can just keep optimizing in that environment. But when you're training off not in a rule-based environment, but you're like in a language model where you're predicting the next word, it seems like you wouldn't expect that continued exponential progression the same way you would in a rule-based universe. So I think an AI that is based on physics, now unfortunately we don't understand physics in our world as well as, you know, AlphaGo understands Go, right? But that is sort of where there would be no limit to the optimization. But I don't know, I could be totally wrong, but it'll be interesting to see if LLMs like just keep getting way better, because we'll know within a year or two. It'll be very clear, I think. I think they will get better, but I just don't think they'll, like, I'm skeptical that they will get,
like, this trend, like, will continue.
Yes, I think it will slow down for a while until we have models that are building on more fundamental rules than, you know, next word prediction. And it just has to do with the data set that LLMs would be inherently limited to. But I don't know. I want to see some communication with dolphins and stuff already. Like, where is that at? OpenAI should just be like, look, we're going to talk to dolphins. And just,
that would be super exciting.
Like, wouldn't that be, like, that would just be insane. Now, I don't know how you know, the translating to English thing, like, I don't know what that looks like. But, you know, they have a language and they make sounds. And if we can predict the next word in English, if we have enough data from whales and stuff, then we should be able to predict the next sound in their language.
It feels like dolphin popularity is gonna tank once that happens.
Why?
Because they're
just like, fuck, they're cute. Boat.
I love dolphins, but they're,
get the rudder,
they're savage. They rape each other, and they, you know, they'll bite your finger off, and they're smart. And so, 多分思ってるよりもっとなんかダークな生き物だと思うから。
I think they're mostly nice. They're smiling, you know. They're like.
I mean, they're probably like us, you know. We're on the surface, we're all nice, right? But then, like, if you can actually communicate with each of them, then there are going to be a bunch of assholes and misogynists, and you know, it's just
what?
Like
sexist dolphins.
Yeah, it feels like
I'm sure they're
it's going to be very difficult for
the dolphins aren't woke enough. Who's the first dolphin to get canceled?
I think a lot of them have to be canceled. 次.
In a paper titled The Precursory Phase of Large Earthquakes, researchers at Côte d'Azur University claim that tiny fluctuations in GPS signals can be used to predict large earthquakes approximately 2 hours in advance. The researchers analyzed GPS data from 90 earthquakes, which had a magnitude of 7 or above, and found evidence of a precursory phase in which fault lines begin to accelerate exponentially just before the tectonic slip. While more research is needed to determine whether this method of prediction is reliable, such an advance notice could be integrated into early warning systems, mitigating the impact of major earthquakes and potentially saving many thousands of lives every year.
コートダジュール大学の研究チームが大地震の前兆期と題した論文で GPS 信号のかすかな変動を探知することで大地震を約2時間前に予測できることが分かったと発表しました。チームは過去の地震のうちマグニチュード7以上だった90件の GPS データを分析し、地殻変動が起こる直前に断層線が指数関数的に加速し始める前兆段階のサインを発見しました。この予測方法の信頼性を判断するにはさらなる研究が必要ですが、このような事前通知が早期警報システムに統合された場合、大地震の影響を緩和し、毎年数千人もの命を救う可能性があります。
Yep.
What does it mean by fault lines beginning to accelerate exponentially?
That they're starting to move and it's speeding up very fast.
Okay. So 2 hours before the big earthquake, those lines are moving, like shaking?
It could be earlier than that, but at the point when it's detectable is for very large earthquakes, and they're actually monitoring 1 hour and 50 minutes prior to the slip. So this is all historical data. This is an analysis they did in real time. They looked at, you know, past GPS data and past earthquakes and just looked for any anomalies in the GPS data leading up to the earthquake. And they are deducing from that data that there's an acceleration in the tectonic plates prior to the actual quake happening. Now, it's very subtle. Extremely subtle. But it is, they describe it as an exponential acceleration. And that's the exponential part is what makes it anomalous. There's always like some movement. So
how do we know that the fault lines are moving with GPS? Like, how does it work?
Well, that's like way too technical for me to try to explain.
But are they constantly monitoring it?
The GPS data is constant. And the GPS is not intentionally monitoring the tectonic movement. That's being inferred from just public GPS data. Position data.
Okay.
But, you know, they're saying that more research is needed. They don't know if their method is, they're not sure how reliable their method is or what the threshold is for detectable quakes or predictable quakes in this way. But it seems very promising. And if we used, if we could use something like the Starlink network, which may be able to provide even more precise data, then you may be able to do predictions with a higher confidence level earlier out from the actual quake.
これはさ、その地震がマグニチュード7以上だったら、these subtle changes をディテクトすることができるということ。それとも別にちっちゃい地震でもディテクトはできるんだけど、マグニチュード7以上のやつを予測する方が重要だから今回はそうしてるってこと。
Well, presumably, smaller earthquakes would be detectable if you had a more sophisticated system with more precise measurements.
Okay.
The important thing here is that there is a phenomenon prior to large earthquakes that, you know, gives us at least a heightened awareness of the possibility of an earthquake that occurs as early as 2 hours before, you know, so like...
And this doesn't happen when there are no big earthquakes, ってこと?
I don't think they know that exactly because they were looking at, they were starting from the quake and analyzing from there rather than analyzing all the GPS data. With more resources, that could be determined, but that would affect, you know, the reliability of, you know, you'd have false positives if that were the case. So that's one of the reasons why more research is needed. But this is definitely, I think, worth pursuing, probably with, you know, various AI tools.
And
I mean, if you had a 2 hour, if you were warned right now, let's say like right now, you were warned, you know, magnitude 9 quake is going to hit London. You know, what would you do right now? I mean, I guess maybe you'd log off of this Google Meet and what would you do? Because we've never had that luxury the opportunity to prepare right before, you know?
Yeah, so the prediction ができるようになったとして、本当にじゃあ2時間前にできますってなったら、今度はじゃあそれの情報をもらったところでみんながどうしたらいいかっていうのを準備しないといけないよね。その例えばみんながじゃあその地域から一気に出るってなったら、それはそれで何が起きるかっていう、ね、問題になるというか、ものすごい渋滞の中でみんながその状態で地震を迎えることになっちゃうとかさ。
Well, areas that are prone to tsunami would want to evacuate, of course.
そうね、津波はだから完全に2時間あればね。
Yeah, you should not be there after 2 hours. And who knows, it could, you know, probably, you know, in some cases it could, it's not going to be exactly 2 hours, you know, like, it's going to be,
I mean,
like,
普通はだって地震があってから、まあ、時間があって津波が来るわけじゃん。だからそこにプラスでちょっとでも時間を稼げればっていうことでしょ。確かに2時間って言われた、例えばだって関東直下型地震があと2時間後に起きますって言われてさ、どこに行けば、まあそれだから火を止めるとかさ、そういうね、まあ、当たり前のことはやるとして、とか今シャワー浴びてた人はさ急いで服を着るとかさ、できることはめちゃくちゃあるけど、
Well, there are many factories and sort of industrial processes that that could be shut downdown ahead of the quake, you know, in 2011 we had the refinery explosion in Chiba, and you know, there's
そういう、まあ、企業とか工場とかね、やることは全部やるとして、 普通の人はさそれを言われてじゃあどこに逃げるかっていう結構大きい問題だよねそれはそれでまた別の
The park
ね
You just go to the nearest big
代々木公園
代々木公園駒沢公園新宿御苑 I don't know
Yeah
Everyone Or schools, right? Schools have like big soccer fields 2時間前に分
かりたいよね Yeah
It would, I think it would really, really change the world. Like this, this research could be like, this research could be a huge, you know, I mean, it's the ability to tell the future.
Yeah.
You know, like this is what all the, you know, the deepest rabbit holes of sort of conspiracy, sort of woo thinking is like the people that can like predict an earthquake 2 weeks later or what you know like sometimes that used to be like popular like I feel like 10 years ago or something maybe longer ago but there'd be like these very public predictions of an earthquake and then it like wouldn't happen
yeah 本当に火事はもうねギリギリまで防げるだろうし家が倒壊してこう閉じ込められちゃうとかそこで亡くなっちゃうとかも防げるだろうし、yeah.
I think there are about 20,000 deaths per year on average from earthquakes. And, you know, that's average. So actually, like, some years have way more deaths. So, you know, sometimes in the hundreds of thousands. And, I mean, like, insane casualties in some areas.And then other years it's quite low, so it's, you know, but average is like 20,000. So yeah, whoever can figure this out is like just, you know, a hero by definition.
Yeah.
So
yeah. ね.
Hopefully.
ちょっと今後に注目.
Yeah. I mean, if that's just a reality in, you know, 2-3 years, like what?It's like, hey, the world is slightly better. Like, unambiguously.
Yeah, 急いでほしいよね。その日本はさ、今こう大きい地震を、ね、何個も待ち構えている状態になっちゃってるから、それまでに早く。
Yeah,
ありがたいよね、それ。
The Japanese government should just be throwing money into this right now.
ね、いや、本当、本当。
Like, literally. Because it's going to cost billions of dollars to not...be able to do this you know
and
many lives too so it just morally whoever like Kishida should just immediately be throwing money at this kind of research and maybe it doesn't you know it doesn't pan out it doesn't lead to what we want exactly but I mean what there's like a few things that this country should be spending money on and one of them is earthquake prediction for sure
yeah.Yeah.
So.
そうね。いや、文字起こしのテキストと各エピソードごとの宿題、バイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。この間ツイッターでね、あの宿題は、ああ答えだけじゃなくて解説もあるんだ、知らなかったみたいに書いてくれた人がいるんだけど、解説大事だよね。答えだけ出されても何これってなっちゃうから。ちゃんと全部の問題に解説を私頑張って書いているのでぜひやってみてくださいちょっとあの一人で勉強してるっていうよりかはね一緒にやってるみたいな方が心強いかなっていうふうに勝手に思っているのであのぜひやってみてもらえるとありがたいですディクテーション、シャドーイング、単語、表現とかいろんなね文法問題とかいろんな種類の問題を用意しているのでやってみてくださいあとは I'm just 脳がちょっと真っ白になっちゃった、bilingualnews.jp、ストアもあるしあと BN メンバーシップの皆さん本当にありがとうございます皆さんのおかげで番組が継続できています、興味がある方はぜひ公式サイトをチェックしてみてくださいあとツイッター X、インスタグラム、フェイスブック、スレッズ、 アカウントあるのでぜひフォローしてください。 Threads まだ一回もつぶやいてないんだけど、
yeah.
なんか Threads は今すごい平和らしいよね。
Because everyone left.
Twitter のようにドロドロしてる感じではないみたいな感じで。
How long is your recording? I'm just wondering.
1時間16分ぐらい。
Oh, okay.
Why?
Oh, it's just, the software randomly asked me, like, are you sure you want to use this microphone? And I'm like, what are you talking about, bro? But
怖い怖い。
Hopefully it's no problem.
Okay.
Did you see the Chinese robot dog?
Chinese robot doll?
Dog. The new one?
Dog.
That has nipples?
What? No.
The new Chinese robot dog. With nipples is half the price of the Vision Pro, the Apple Vision Pro headset.
Eh?
And I guess it has ChatGPT built in, so you can like talk to it.
Eh?
Yeah. So you can have a robot dog with nipples that understands.
何のためにニップルがあるの？ちょっと待って、それは何のためにあるの？
It's half the price of the Apple Vision Pro. And it has nipples.
違う、ニップルは何のためにあるの？
Why do men have nipples?
15キロ、40センチ。1600ドル。
Does it say?
プロモデルが2800ドル。
Does it say what they're for?
Walk along by your side, following where you go. Okay. Athletic capacities.
It can walk on its hands. It can walk on its hands or its paws or whatever you want to call them. It has nipples.
でも可愛くはないのに別に。だからそういうどういうこと？
That's the most Japanese thing you've said.
this article, New Atlas.
It's not cute. What does it do?
The promo video shows two functions that could be described as useful. It bangs out a selfie of its owner. And it picks up an empty bottle.
Did you say bangs out?
Yeah. I don't know who says that.
Who wrote this?
It picks up an empty bottle and put it in the bin.
How does it pick it up? Does it have a snake head? It doesn't have a snake head, right?
With its arm, that's it.
But it doesn't have hands.
A hand.
How does it pick up the bottle?
ね、確かに。これ今ちょっとさ、動画を再生したら、ちょっと待って。ああ、結構。ああ、でも、ああ、なんかかわいい。
It's going to kill all of us, isn't it?
あ、でも、ああ、でも、口のとこめっちゃ怖い。何これ？なんか回転してる。
何回転してるって。
ああ、なんか歩いて、
like、a head spin?
るとかわいいけど、いや、口のとこがなんかぐるーんってずっとすごい高速回転してる。なんでだろう。
Is that like a LiDAR?
わあすごい。右手右足だけで立てる。
わあ。
わあ。すごいけど、あだから一緒に走ったり。
I haven't seen the video actually。
したり、だからその障害物にぶつからないで階段とか岩場を登れます。バク転、宙返りできます。
やばいじゃん。
その上に何か、ああ、背中のとこにアームをこう取り付けられるんだ。
Okay, that's snakehead then.
ああ、なるほどね。こういう、なんかあ、いたよね、スパイダーマンでそういう悪者。
オクトマン、
うん、みたいな、うん。わかんない名前は。
オクトマン？ドクター・オクトパス？ドクター
・ something like that. わかんない。でも、yeah. ゴミを拾ってくれるはまあ便利だよね。
Wait, how does it pick it up? Oh, the snake head.
だからその、
okay.
そう。
So you have to buy an add-on.
んじゃないかね。ついてくるわけじゃなさそうだけど。
How much does the snakehead cost?
わかんない。
But it's probably still cheaper than the Apple Vision Pro, right? Like, even with the snakehead.
いやでもすごいね。確かにこれがさ、何？1600ドルとかなんだっけ？20万ぐらい？って考えるとすごいね、確かに。
あ、円安、やば。
ね。
Is it 20? I guess it would be like 20万。
可愛くはないけど。でも最初のシーンで、こうなんか前足をこう人にかけてる。両足こう。うん、わーみたいな、それ見たときは一瞬可愛いと思ったけど、そのやっぱ口っていうのか、口ではないんだけど、その口鼻の部分がガーって回ってるからすっごい怖い。
So can it tell, do you think it can tell the difference between trash and like your phone?
あー、どうなんだろうね。でもカメラついてるから見分けられはするのかね。どうなんだろう。
Yeah, the integration of things like ChatGPT and these language models into robotics, I think, is going to be unbelievable. Because it can actually, it can write new code, like it can write new controls and behavior for the robot. I don't know if we want to let it do that, honestly, but hypothetically,
it could. セキュリティロボットみたいな意味ではいいかもしれない。なんか女の人とかさ、夜にじゃあ歩ね、ジョギングとかできない地域が多いじゃん、まあ、日本とかあったらいいのかもしれないけど、そういう時にさ、このアームがついた犬みたいな一緒に走ってたらちょっと怖いじゃん。なんか、あ、この人を襲うのやめとこうかなみたいな。
Like rich people, I guess not even rich, rich people are wearing the headset, but like middle class people will have like this robot dog that like is sort of a personal security. Yeah, you know, yeah. You get the snake head attachment with the laser cannon on it or something.
Yeah,
you know? It has a flamethrower.
Yeah.
I mean, there must be, it's weird. In the U.S., you have the Second Amendment, you can have guns, but can I get a robot dog and then have the robot dog carry a gun? Like, is that protected by the Second Amendment? Is that legal? Like, is that legal right now or not? I have no idea.
まあ、ないだろうね、そういう法律は。どうなんだろうね。どういう法律を適用することになるのか。
And if the Chinese robot dog with nipples, and we still don't know what the nipples do, has a gun and it has ChatGPT, you know, I could just say like, oh, shoot that guy.Or something.
あ、でももしかしてそのだから銃を機械にマウントしてるわけじゃん、
mm-hmm.
でそれが動くことができるわけだから、まあ、乗り物じゃないけどそういうビエコっていうことになるともう戦車みたいな扱いになっちゃうのかね、
mm-hmm. か
そうなると当然違法じゃん。
But you don't ride the vehicle.
Yeah, but
so it's not really a vehicle, it's just a robot.
Motorized machine.
Right.
And
Are you not allowed to have...
The gun is mounted on it.
Guns,
right?
On motorized machines. So,
さすがにそれは法律ありそうじゃない？別に既存のものが。So,
probably fine in Florida.
I don't
They probably already
guns,
do this in Florida.
I don't know about the guns, but security robots っていう意味ではなんかいいかもしれないよね。まあ、どうなんだろう。難しいけど。なんかさ、うちの近くで今、車の窓がめちゃくちゃ割られてて、あの同じ人がやってると思うんだけど、あの一個の通りの運転席側の窓が一気に3台ぐらい割られてて、で他の近くのとこでも何個か見たのね。でも窓ガラスがさ道に割れて落ちてるわけ、粉々になって。でうちが住んでるとこ結構平和だからあんまりそういうのないんだけど、おお、なんか怖っと思って。なんかそしたらこの間歩いてる時に全くその同じ道で車を物色してるっぽい人がいたの。その人が本当にそれをやった人なのか分かんないんだけど、なんかこう車道に立ってて、車道のど真ん中に立って、なんかフラフラしながらこう車の中をチェックしてるみたいな、怪しい行動をとってる人がいて。
Did you stop him?
No. Why would I?
I don't know. vigilante sort of. Have you seen those videos on social media of people, of this guy that confronts people in bad neighborhoods and he like throws fake gang signs? Have I talked about this?
イタリアのやつは最近すごい見るけど.
Well, the ones I see are like in New York, like in, okay. In the States. But this guy like goes to like the hood, you know, like these dangerous neighborhoods. And he just throws like fake gang signs. He just makes it up like this. He just does this. And people immediately try to attack him. Immediately. Okay. It's alarming how quickly people want to, like, actually fight it, you know, in a lot of places. Like, I guess you haven't seen these videos?
No, 見たことない. イタリアのはその, there were a lot of pickpockets, right?
Mm-hmm.
だからその辺の人がめっちゃでかい声で叫ぶの, その、よく見る pickpockets の人がいたら, なんか、 It's in Italian, so I don't really know exactly what they're saying, but like, alarm, みたいな. Alarm, pickpockets, みたいな. They just shout, and then the people who were trying to pick pockets would just leave.
What, someone is like actually recognizing the guy before he does it?
Yeah.
How? It's just the same guy. It's just doing it.
It's always, yeah, it's always the same people.
Like, why are they not? You know, like arrested and stuff.
I don't know. I see a lot of videos of like, and then, なんかもう一個あって、その, there are girls that are doing it to other girls. And then I see in comments like, oh yeah, like I see them all the time. とか, I saw them. とか, I recognize them. みたいな. だからまあその島みたいなさ, その同じテリトリーで活動してるわけじゃん? で、観光客とか狙ってるから、当然観光客はね, その人たちのこと見たことないから、 あいつもあいつらだなとかって分かんないから地元の人でもうそれを分かってる人がそうやって大きい声で言ってみんなを助けるみたいな警察がちゃんと仕事してないから代わりにもう市民が頑張るみたいなそういう動画結構最近見るけど。Yeah,
I'm going to the States soon and you know I do worry about I'm always worried about someone trying to start something with me and then I hit them and then they die. Like that's like my fear is that someone might like try to attack me and I would like accidentally kill them.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So you worry about them more than you getting killed?
Yeah. 'Cause like I'm like if someone was very angry and coming at me and I couldn't trust them, you know, and they're like in my personal space. Well, like if someone gets knocked out, they can just hit their head on the ground and die. It's like really not that, you know, unlikely.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. You don't worry about that. I guess you're worried about
me accidentally
more.
Killing people? No. Yeah, I'm more worried about myself. I mean, I'm tiny. I'm so, right. Like, killable. So I'm paranoid about it. With my son, especially, you know? If it's just me, it's like, whatever, but...
Mm. Like, I worry about that, too. You know, if someone has a weapon, it's like...
Yeah,
know.
Like that... That
scary.
Video in France, you know, the guy with a knife stabbing babies and stuff. Like,
I haven't seen that video.
In
is that
playground?
Recent?
A couple of months ago, maybe.
Well, that's pretty recent.
That video really like
knives are.
I think
knives
about
are scary.
It all the time.
I mean, guns are scary too, but knives are really scary.
Yeah.
You know, because like
yesterday, I was like,
will die.
Mental training. Like,
yeah.
My son is sometimes playing football, like soccer. In this field with the, wired walls? Like tennis courts
とかにあるような. Okay.
How do you call that?
Fence?
Yeah, fence. Yes, fence, that's the word.
Yeah.
で, When he plays tennis, it's locked, so people can't go in. But with football, it's not. So anyone can just go in, right? And they can be cornered easily. So I'm kind of paranoid about it. Like, okay, what do I do if I see a person with a knife going inside or something? And I'm like doing this mental training like all the time. It depends on where I am at the time. Like sometimes I'm kind of sitting on a bench that's a little bit far away. Sometimes I'm right next to the kanami. And I was thinking about it just yesterday because
You're starting to think like me.
Just by living in London. My son is pretty... He has a strong will. He's a strong-willed kid, right? He's not naturally obedient. He's easy. He's not a difficult child, but he's not like super obedient either. And so sometimes when he's running too far from me or something, I'll be like, stop. And I use this authority voice, right? Like, hey, stop. But then sometimes he doesn't listen. But in a situation where there's a guy with a knife or something and I need him to listen to me, it's possible that he doesn't the first time or second time, right?
Right.
So, I mean, it's been very helpful that we speak Japanese. Like when we see some guys with like, balaclava, you know, その ski mask みたいな.
Are there guys with balaclavas on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like regularly?
Yeah, I mean, some guys are just like Uber delivery people.
And they're wearing a protecting their face.
Yeah, who are just protecting their face on a bike or a motorcycle. What? But in, I think, you know, in a lot of cases, because there are a lot of CCTVs, they want to hide their face, right? And so when I see those people, my alert mode goes up and I just want to be as far away as possible from these guys. And the other day, like, we saw two guys walking around next to each other, and they were both wearing it. And they were, like, dressed in black, like, completely from head to toe. And they were walking in front of us. And my son noticed them first, because I'm always telling him to, like, stay away from those people just in case. And he was like, oh, look, my God, 悪い人いる, 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 and I'm like, yeah, 悪い人かどうか分かんないけど, yeah, let's stay away from them, みたいな. でもそういう時に、日本語で言ったら、あの、わかんないじゃん、その人たちには。
I don't think I've seen someone wearing a balaclava even once.
Okay.
In Japan.
Well, come ever. To London and you will see them.
Have you seen them in Japan?
No. No.
Not even once.
Yeah.
Like that's literally the bank robber like costume.
Exactly. Yeah. But people actually wear it in winter when it's really cold. So And as I said, some
That's
people on motorcycle wear them.
That
so,
criminals use.
But some people have good reasons to be wearing them, I guess. I want them to be illegal, to be honest, for you know our peace of mind. But
do they wear that in a store?
Not in a store, but outside. So these guys were in the park, and I think that was right after the France, you know, park massacre video came out. So I was, you know, extra paranoid and. I was like, oh man, that's just, you know, not get close to them. But
what other weird.
そうだから日本語でね言うようにしてんだけどそういう時はなんかバレないように. So that really helps, right? But
you know, this behavior to avoid certain people can also be a tip off to them that you're like weak or like you notice them too. Do you know what I mean? So you have to be like subtle about how you
avoid.
I think
that's what women do all the time. Like pretend that we're not noticing them when we're fully aware that they're there. Because if we look at them or if our, you know, eyes meet, then there are men who think that we're interested or there are men who think that, you know, I don't know what, but we're asking for some trouble.
Someone wearing a balaclava thinks you're interested.
Yeah, なんかやめてほしいよね、
oh, that's such a nice, really stylish balaclava you've got on there.
Yeah. そう。で、特にティーネイジャーの男の子とかでそれつけてる子とかいると、もう完全になんかこれからカツアゲでもしに行くんかなみたいな、その何のためにそれをつけてるのか分かんないじゃん。
They probably have a knife.
見るからに怪しい。
At that point, do you just assume they have a knife?
Yeah, I do.
Like, I've never assumed that someone had a knife in Japan. I've never assumed that about someone.
まあ意外といるらしいけどね。そのなんか。
They have like, there's some people that have like a tiny one. You yeah. know, because that's, I think the limit's like 4 cm or something, you yeah, know? Yeah. So it can't hit your vital organs. I did see a woman in a cafe crack a raw egg into her coffee right in front of me.
Eggnog?
She like brought an egg. And she cracked it and put it into her drink.
すごいね。
And I was like,
変わってる。
What? Like,
is that a thing? Like,
I don't
raw
know.
Egg and coffee?
I don't know, but...
なんかその名前あるの？その、a Swedish egg coffee. あ、スウェーデンなんだ。え、じゃあその人スウェーデンの人なんじゃないの？ Yeah, traditional Swedish egg coffee.
Egg coffee. Traditional? Wait, they've been doing this. Wow. I didn't know. I thought she was out of her mind, actually. But she looked like she was Asian.
But maybe she's Swedish.
But maybe she's Swedish. I don't know. But I was... Maybe it's not that weird. I was overreacting.
でも今めっちゃ暑いんじゃないの、日本。その暑い中で生卵持ち歩くのもちょっと結構怖いけど。
Maybe she got it at the conbini nearby.
ああ、そ
うか。I don't know. Do they sell iko? 生卵? Iko? I know they have like...
温泉卵みたいな売ってるよね。
Yeah, iko.
コンビニで。
But...
生iko はちょっと分かんない。なさそうだけど。
I like 面白い。Just...I don't know, observing people. I think I told you I saw this guy that looked like the Japanese Terrence McKenna. And he was doing math problems on paper. Okay. Like really crazy looking math.
Right.
And then when he was done, he ripped the sheet in half, and then he ripped the two halves in half, and he ripped those four in half.And those eight in half, and he kept ripping all of them in half. He kept ripping all of them in half until he had like, I don't know, 1,000 like little pieces.
Okay.
And then he like
them.
No. Then he put all the little pieces, like they're so small you couldn't rip it anymore. It's impossible.
Yeah.
But he kept track so that he ripped it like.Mathematically, like perfectly, you know? And then he put it all into like a little pile and he like poured it into his bag, like all the pieces. And then he pulled out a book that said Elizabeth on it and he started reading about Queen Elizabeth.
That's so random. なんで?
I don't know, but I...
どうその人聞いてるかもよ、バイリンガルニュース。はい。
But I, it's one of those people where it's like, I kind of want to like know what this guy's deal is. Because who goes to a cafe just to do math? And then who does this like, he has this little mathematical ritual of like ripping the paper, which is a little strange. And then to start reading about Queen Elizabeth, it's like, is this guy cultured or crazy or a genius or like, what the hell is going on? You know, like you have no idea. Apparently that lady might be Swedish or something, but do you see stuff like this? Or when's the last time you saw some strange behavior in public like this?
Strange behavior? Oh, like the guy who I thought was dead in Jacuzzi. at my gym.
Oh, I guess that's strange behavior.
Yeah. I thought he was dead.
Yeah?
Yeah, it nearly stopped my heart. But...
Any other examples? I don't think that's that
weird. Or that guy who was hiding all the rocket... fireworks under his paka and yelled at us saying like, "Oi! Oi!" across the street. And I was with my son and I was so scared. I was just walking really fast. He crossed the road towards us and he took out one of the fireworks and he gave it to my son. Be like, "Hey, this is for you."
Did you light that firework?
Yep. Not yet. But okay. We have it. And
do you trust it?
It's like, yeah, I mean, he was a nice person, you know. Okay. Once he started talking, he was really nice, but he looked super suspicious, right? He had a hoodie on. We could barely see his face, and he was yelling like, "Oi!" So, and he had the fireworks under the paka, you know. It wasn't like holding it like a normal person would. Mm-hmm. So, so that's quite common, eh? Like. 私の周りというかロンドンに来てその怖みたいなめっちゃ怪しいって思って警戒してたら実はすごいいい人みたいな。
Well, you hope you don't it doesn't go the other way. You know, if you're interacting.
Yeah. Yeah. People have been really nice like at my gym and, you know, everywhere in general.
People have been super nice to me lately. I don't know what's going on. It's weird.
You don't know what's going on?
I was at the passport renewal center and like some
stranger
like offered to help me like fill it out. I must have looked like I was suffering.
Yeah.
With that form, which I was. But it was, yeah, there's like a, like I asked how many calories my drink was.At this cafe and then the girl in line next to me like looked it up for me and I don't know, it was like all in one day everyone was being super nice. It's like what's going on, like why is everyone so nice today? You know, but sometimes you have days that feel, you know, cold for whatever reason,
I guess. I guess if you interact with random strangers, it feels nice, right? I mean, even if you don't talk to them. I think the same day where I thought that the guy in the jacuzzi was dead, in the morning I walked towards the station and I saw this girl with like black and white stripe shirt and a bag.
She escaped prison.
She's quite stripy, and so I remembered her. And then on my way back from the station to my place, またすれ違って was like, "Oh, that striped girl." And she recognized me and we were sort of like smiling at each other like, "Hey, you know, I know you." Like,
Wait, like did you say something?
I didn't say anything, but I looked at her and she looked at me and we were like, "Oh, hey," like just smiling like.
What if you're just, we had you this. Know, like, 勝手になんか妄想
No, she clearly had this face where she was like, "I saw you earlier, and yeah, you know it, I know it."
I mean,
the same page.
When it seems like people are just going out of their way to help you with things where you don't feel like you're doing anything different, right? So, like, I interact with strangers every day or almost every day, but like, it doesn't. I don't know what it is. I think it's. The source is like in yourself, right? It's like some subtle woo-woo thing.
I don't know. Or just people being in a good mood, or
I don't know what it is.
I don't know. Extra kawaiso, or the color that you were wearing. What's
there? Literally, five different strangers. Went totally out of their way to help me with things on that day, and
you used it up.
Yeah, maybe I just use it up. I'm on my own now.
Yeah, for the rest of the year. I'm sorry.
I think maybe that's happening a little bit and I'm not really noticing, but at a certain point it's like, hey, this is, something's going on, you know, when it like crosses some threshold of like, I don't know, three instances or something.
Like I was at the gym locker room the other day and suddenly this alarm went off, like fire alarm. And I was drying my hair and I looked at this oba-chan. And oba-chan looked at me and she was like, oh, I wonder what's going on. And I was like, yeah, I wonder what's going on too. Like, what is it? And then suddenly we're in this together, right? Like maybe we're dying or maybe we're totally okay, but we are in the same position suddenly. That's nice, right?
That's kind of like my sauna earthquake story.
Yeah. We're in this together.
Contextualized.
And it was nothing.
Bonding.
It was just a false alarm, but.
Mm.
Yeah.
I found out recently that suitcases didn't have wheels on them until 1970.
Okay.
And even after, so this is like, you know, like after the moon landings, you know, someone figured out that they could put wheels on suitcases. But after wheels had suitcases, only women used suitcases with wheels because it was like marketed that way.
Right, right.
And so like for 10, 15, 20 years after suitcases have wheels, men wouldn't buy suitcases that had wheels on them because it's like, you know, it's really feminine having wheels on your suitcase. Like, just carry it.
Oh, my God.
And yeah, I just thought that was...
時代も時代だし、なんかそんなの使うなんてめめしいみたいな。
And I thought suitcases had wheels on them. You know, the wheel was invented a long time ago. So I thought like...
昔の本とかだとさ, they're not calling it suitcase, like a トランクみたいな. You know, like the Paddington Bear とか持ってるやつはさ, こう、カバンみたいな感じだもんね. その大きくて四角いけど,
or maybe...
wheelはついてない.
I think they've been called suitcases. No? I mean, it was probably originally a case for your suit. Right?
You had to carry a suit around. 日本語だって多分トランクって呼んでたと思うけど。
Hmm. There might have been a word for it.
タイヤがついてないやつ。絶対タイヤ欲しいよね。でも。
Yeah, so I was buying a suitcase recently and it was, I know, embarrassingly, I went with one that has wheels on it.
Why is that embarrassing?
Well, because it implies that I'm not strong enough to carry it. You know? Like that's,
yeah, right.
I did notice, I have noticed some men using, I don't know if this is the correct term for it, but sunbrellas recently.
Ah, 日傘ね. Oh.
Is sunbrella the word?
In English? 知らない。日傘なんて言うんだろうね。 でもあの、
sun
日本だけじゃないんだよね。
Men using it?
あ、いや、麺は使ってんの見ないけど、こっちでも。でもその息子の運動会の時にすっごい炎天下みたいなフィールドで座ってピクニックとか行ってランチを食べなきゃいけないイベントがあったから、私はもうさ、人にどう思われるとかそんなのはもうどうでもいいけど、傘、日傘持ってないから普通の傘持ってったのね。子供たちもさ、中に入ってこう全然違うから温度が。で、そしたら、You
don't have 日傘?
You carry傘though。普通の傘を持ってたんだけど、そしたら日本人は傘みんな持ってて、日傘とか普通の傘とか。で、なんか他にもでも東っぽい人は傘持ってた。なんかなんだろう。中東系の人とか、アルバニア人のまま持ってたかな。
Were there any men with 日傘?
Yeah, お父さんは持ってなかったね。
They just get a sunburn? Like, what are they? Oh, they're all wearing balaclavas. That's why.
No.
You don't need
a 日傘はあんまり使わないよね。あの、ロンドンで見て、見ないね。
So many people have it here. I mean, it's just hot.
いや、でも使った方がいいよね。うん。ね、危ないよ、なんか。
It's too feminine, though. 日傘。
But not anymore, right?
No, it is. Well, there, I just saw like one or a few people using it. Men.
Yeah.
Using it. And I see men that have suitcases with wheels on them.
Yeah. It's so stupid, right? This like gendering stuff. Like,
I don't know. Higasa is pretty far, though. Like, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can use one.
It doesn't matter if you're a man or women, right? If it's hot, it's hot.
Can you imagine me using higasa? Everyone, well, like a lot of people, not everyone, but a lot of people would just assume that I'm, you know,
I would say that among men, you would be one of the last people to use higasa. On
among
the spectrum of men, like, yeah.
Okay.
なんかそういうのを気にするタイプと気にしないタイプがいるじゃん。マイケルはどっちかっていうと気にするタイプじゃん。
Is it like 気にする or it's like 似合わない？
似合う似合わないとかあるの日傘に。
あるよ。If I was Gyaruo, if I was Gyaruo that was wearing heels anyways.
Gyaruo なんているの今。
いるよ。They're just different.
何ホスト系男子みたいなこと？
Yeah, like all the guys that, you know, like are trying to look like they're part of a group of like 8 guys that like sing and dance, but they're not.
ジャニーズ系みたいなこと？
ジャニーズ系 or, you know, J-Soul Brothers or whatever EXILE, you know. Even EXILE style could use higasa, no? No, they wouldn't. They want to get darker. They want to get darker. I'm confused.
どういう基準なの?
Wait, what's X Japan? Or why is Twitter just Japan? Or like what's going on?
だから X Japan って言えないからでしょ、日本で。
So the Japan Twitter is just Japan になってる。
ね、そう、Japan になってるね。どうすんだろうね。いや、X Japan とは言えないもんね。だってみんなが X Japan を想像するじゃん。あっち、YOSHIKI の方は想像するじゃん。どう考えても日本だったら。もう 99% 以上の人がさ、YOSHIKI って思っちゃうじゃん。
Isn't it funny they do the same symbol that Elon did? This thing? You know.
あ、いやいやいやいや。いや、X Japan が先だからね。日本人からした
ら。I don't know how old that picture is.
イーロン超遅れてる。イーロン超遅れてる。
Well, X is actually from a long time ago, like...pre-PayPal. But yeah, どっちが先かな? I don't know.
X Japan.
But I think there's some random...
1982年だよ、だって。
古っ。
でしょ? Yeah,
it's
close. 絶対 X Japan の方が早い。
But did they do this back then?
絶対やった
でしょ。When did this start though?
絶対やったでしょ。
I don't know them actually. I'm not.
But you knew you had heard of them, right?
Yeah, but I know there are a lot of groups like that where I've heard of it and I have no idea.
Okay.
You know, like what the difference is between them and, you know, J Soul Brothers
and Gakuto. Yeah.だからそのあのジャパンっていうのもちょっとどうなのって思うけどね、そのアカウント名が。
Apparently、
しかもハンドルはさ、
someone...
ハンドルは別に TwitterJP とかでしょ。
Well, did you see that the handle X is already taken by some random guy?
Yeah, でも they took it back.
Oh, did they?
They took it.、They managed to take it. So now they have it.
Well, they have this policy that if you're inactive for a certain period, thatthose accounts would be released, and so I guess that either that user did not become active since that warning, or they sold the handle.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting. I like the chaos. I know it drives some people crazy, but I think it's interesting. Yeah.
I don't really care, but ただそのね、名前でもツイッターってみんな呼んでるじゃん。その呼んでるし、そのそこから発生した言葉がいっぱいあるからさ、ツイハイとかさ、そういうのをさどうすんのみたいなのをみんながユーザーが思うのは当然だからね。
Yeah, Japan's actually quite important for
リツイートとかさ、そう日本めっちゃユーザーいるからさ、リツイートとか言ってるじゃん。
It's interesting, like Twitter and OpenAI, like some of these companies are like really focused on the Japanese market. Because even though the population is not that huge here, the active user base is massive. You know, for like.ChatGPT and for Twitter and some of these platforms.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 本当そう。なんか一回さ、なんか研究でその ChatGPT か Bing、なんかとにかくなんか人工知能で使われてる言語ランキングみたいな。で、その英語の次が日本語と韓国語ですみたいな。え、本当？と思って見たら、まずそこしかリリースされてないんだよね。そこがやっぱ興味が強いマーケットって分かってるから先にそこをリリースしてるだけだから、そのランキング自体はあんまり意味がないんだけど、まあただでも何セレクティブな国でしかローンチ、まあ、最初はしてなくて、そこにまあ日本が本当に3カ国とかしかないのに日本が入ってる、日本と韓国入ってるっていうのは結構面白いなと思ったけど、まあ好きだもんね日本人は。
Doesn't Sam Altman keep coming over here? I feel like he's always here nowHe's visited Japan.
まあでもいろんなとこにいるよね。いろんなとこにいる。
But like Japan specifically, he came here like twice in the span of like two months or something. I don't know. And he spoke at, was it Keio Daiku? I forget which, but he spoke at some universities and stuff. It was very interesting.
Okay. そうか。終わり。
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.